It was a rich merchant man that had both ship and all, and he would cross the salt seas, though his cunning it was but small. The fiddler and his wife, they being near at hand, would needs go sail along with him. Land. The fiddler's wife took brisk, which made the merchant smile. He made no doubt to bring it about, the fiddler to beguile. "Is this thy wife?" the merchant said. "She looks like an honest spouse." "Ay, that she," the fiddler said, "that ever trod on shoes. Thy confidence is very great," the merchant then did say. "If thou a wager darest to bet, I'll tell thee what I will lay. I'll lay my ship against thy fiddle, Peggy May, gang along with me, my cabin for to view. If she continue an hour with me, thy true and constant wife, then shalt thou have my ship and be a merchant all thy life." The joy, and twanged his fiddle in merriment, for Peggy he thought was coy. Then Peggy she went along his cabin for to view, and after her the merchant man did follow, we found it true. When they crept near in piteous fear, and thus to Peggy he said, "Hold out, sweet Peggy, hold out, for the space of 2 half hours. If thou hold out, I make no doubt, but the ship and goods are ours. Lusty and strong, and hath laid me along. O Robin, thou'st lost thy fiddle. If I have lost my fiddle, then am I a man undone. My fiddle, whereon I so often played, away I needs must run. O stay," said, "and thou shalt keep thy place, and thou shalt have thy fiddle again, but Peggy shall carry the case." Poor Robin, hearing that, he looked with a merry cheer. His wife she was pleased, and the merchant was eased, and jolly brisk they were. The fiddler he was mad, but valued it not a fig. Then Peggy unto her husband said, "Kind Robin, play us a jig." Then he took up his fiddle, and merrily he did play the Scottish jig. and the hornpipe, and eke the Irish hay. It was but in vain to grieve, the deed it was done and past, for Robin was born to carry the horn, for Peggy could not be chaste. Then fiddlers all beware, your wives are kind you see, and he that is made for the fiddling trade must never a merchant be. For Peggy she knew right well, although she was but a woman, the gamester's dream and fiddler's wives, they are ever free and common.